the Bush administration is debating whether to increase its pressure on Iran. In recent days, the U.S. has suspended diplomatic talks and questioned Iran's nuclear program. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld claimed that al-Qaeda was very busy inside Iran, though he offered no evidence. The government is divided, much as it was before the war against Iraq. We're about to see how that debate looks from Washington and from Tehran. NPR's Ivan Watson just left Iran's capital after several days of reporting, and he joins us now. Ivan, what did Iranian officials say about the charges the Bush administration has been making over the last few days?
They've been uniformly denying all charges, be it the accusations that Iran is trying to build nuclear weapons or trying to intervene to undermine stability in neighboring Iraq or harboring al-Qaeda members. They've routinely denied all of these charges and turned around and accused the U.S. of not being serious about combating terrorism and of scapegoating Iran because the U.S. cannot instill law and order within Iraq on its own.
Now, Ivan, we're about to hear from some Americans and Iranian exiles here in the United States who say that they want the U.S. government to encourage an overthrow of the government in Iran, not to directly do it, but to encourage Iranian opposition groups. With that in mind, first off, do you get a sense on the streets of Tehran that people are eager for a change?
Across the board, I had people telling me that they were very frustrated with the system right now. They seem to have given up on President Khatami, who won power in 1997 in landslide elections. You do not have mass demonstrations in the streets. The authorities did crack down on student demonstrations and on dissident journalists in recent years, and even on politicians. Instead, you see tiny rebellions in the streets, especially from the younger generation, who parade around in very modern, very stylish clothes. You see women who wear the headscarf quite far back on their heads and show off highlights that they're putting in their hair. You hear about people spending huge amounts of money to equip their vehicles with big speakers to blast music, even though Western music is banned by the police. It's become a game for people to escape the periodic crackdowns that come on them for not fitting in with the more traditional style of Islamic living that the government supports.
So there's a kind of low-level battle, in a sense, going on between the government and a lot of segments of society. But did the people that you talked to want the United States to intervene in that?
Some of these people have said that if the U.S. tries to intervene here, though we are very unhappy with our government, we will, as patriots, you know, stand up for Iran. We do not want a foreign power here. The country has a civilization that goes back thousands of years, and at no time was it ever colonized. They do not want it to be colonized again.
NPR's Ivan Watson just left Iran. Ivan, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.